Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, this is John Zadak, TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and you're up for Late Night Reds Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tim Daniel. Welcome to Late Night Reds Talk Live, the live show and podcast that loves the Cincinnati Reds, part of the Believe Network, presented as always by Bet Online. The show is live streamed every episode on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and the podcast version is up the next morning. I am joined today, as always, by my good friends Nick Kirby and Carlos Guevara. But before we get started and talk about some trade deadline rumors, let me tell you all about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager all your favorite team sports, contests, and events for first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball with the trade deadline. You want to keep an eye on that. NFL futures are coming up, NBA over-unders are coming out soon, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top resource for all your sports information for live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V 50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, dudes, so Nick, Carlos, we're here to talk about all the fun things out of the trade deadline. It is trade deadline eve. The Padres obviously make an insane trade today with the Brewers for Josh Hader. But let's go ahead and real quick. I know Nick had an awesome, awesome panel together Friday night right after the Luis Castillo trade. Get our quick thoughts now that we've had a few days to think about it all. And I'm not the brightest when it comes to prospect situations. I rely on people like Clay and, Arm Layton and people like that to kind of tell me what the Reds got necessarily. And a lot of people seem to be really, really, really pumped about Noel V. Marte and Edwin Arroyo coming to the team. I read a lot of Mariners reports where a lot of Mariners writers were really, really disappointed. A lot of Mariners fans were upset that these were the guys that had to leave in the part of the Luis Castillo trade. So by all the brains of baseball that are much smarter at this than me, it sounds like they did well with as far as the Red side of it. And Nick Kroll got to do what he wanted to do. Carlos, I know you also were not one who was available to kind of have that reaction pod as well, but get your quick thoughts. I know obviously no one wants to see Luis Castillo go, but I guess in the world of stacking prospects to build collateral, from what I understand, it seems like the Reds did pretty well.
Yeah, I'm like you. I have to rely on guys like Clay and Aram and Doug. For my prospect stuff, you know, saw Marte's getting a lot of comps to another Padre in Machado, so that's pretty cool. Maybe that'll work out. But it did suck, man, watching Luis go out like that. Striking that last guy out was pretty cool. That was cool. Tight. That'll be memorable. But, you know, the Reds kind of did what they said they were going to do. You know, it's kind of, we all saw this coming. And, you know, from the looks of it, they got a haul back. That's what everybody wanted. You know, there's still some people complaining about it, but this is what they said they were going to do. They did it. They went out and they revamped their prospect list. And hey, I mean, they might move Marte and a couple of other these guys to get somebody better. So we'll see. But yeah, they might trade them all for Soto. Who knows?
For Soto.
You heard it here first.
Does baseball have that like NBA rule where like if you trade for somebody, you can't trade like them for a certain amount, like till a certain date?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll trade your ass in 30 seconds. Happened to me.
I think the only thing they have is you can't trade a draft pick right away, right? Or did they change that? That used to be a rule you couldn't trade a player that was just drafted. When the D-backs traded Dansby Swanson to the Braves, he was a player to be named later because they couldn't. I think he was 6 months. I don't know if it still is or not, but that's the only stipulation.
Yeah. So, Nick, we have it up here. This is the top six of the Reds' top 100 prospects. Obviously, some familiar names that have been here throughout the year, and Lodolo, De La Cruz, McLean, Williamson, but Noelvi Marte, Edwin Arroyo added to this list.
And those are all in the top 100 also. Those are...
Yeah, all top 100.
Six in the top 100.
Is there a way that we can see, like, are they amongst it? I assume they're amongst the top, but are they the top as far as most 100 prospects at this point?
The Guardians had eight, so I think the Guardians still have more. Dodgers are right around there, but, I mean... There's 30 teams, and if you have six, I mean, I'm not a math expert, but I think you're probably towards the top there.
Yeah, I would say so. But, you know, I think we've talked a lot about position flexibility for a while, and, you know, bringing a lot of guys in who could have the ability to play shortstop. Ellie De La Cruz, from what I understand, is pretty adamant that he will be a shortstop, at least wants to play shortstop for a long time. But obviously looks like they have some ideas there for the middle infield. So that makes this pretty exciting. But yeah, I saw the Noelvi Marte, Manny Machado comparisons, and you know, if that works out, awesome. So I'm pretty excited.
You got to win one of these trades with the Mariners, right?
Some point.
Right, guys? Right, guys? Right?
Hey, Jake Fraley looked decent this weekend.
Oh, did he, baby? Fraley season.
Hey, I think people forget that the Sonny Gray trade was a three-way trade with the Mariners.
For real?
Yeah, Shed Long went to the Mariners.
Or no? Oh yeah, that's right.
Did the Yankees flip him, or was it a three-way? The Yankees might have just like flipped him without actually taking him. Yeah, maybe I'm off on that.
Yeah, we'll roll with it. Yeah. Nobody's listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's touch on this real quick because obviously within the division, we know teams are going to be trying to make some moves as well. And obviously having Carlos here, former San Diego Padre. I know he's going to have some insight onto this deal. So Josh Hader traded from Milwaukee to San Diego. In return, Taylor Rogers, Danielson Lamet, Robert Gasser, and Estery Ruiz. I thought the comments were really interesting. Okay, so the Yankees did flip him. Thank you, DJ Johnson, for that. I thought David Stearns' comments was more about interesting when he said, the players were receiving the trade help ensure the future of the Brewers remains bright with not compromising our desire and expectation to win today. This is pretty fascinating. Millimeter Peter Krell might just have bad anxiety, get nervous talking to any other GM other than the Mariners. Well played. So, Carlos, obviously you saw the trade come out today. What were your thoughts as the resident late night Reds Padres fan?
It's exciting. They go out and get, you know, arguably one of the best relievers in the game. I know you had a rough last month where you gave up 12 runs in the month, but I know a lot of them came at one time or two appearances. But, you know, it's exciting to see teams, you know, like this make moves, going for it now. They're geared up. You know, adding that extra playoff spot, I think it definitely is going to play a role in this year's trade deadline. So, I mean, it's really exciting as a Padres fan to see your team go out there and, you know, grab someone, not only someone, but one of the best that's out there at his job. So, you know, that gives tons of excitement to the fans. I don't think they're done yet. So they got Soto coming back, which is, I mean, not Soto. Sorry.
I was like, Tatis, oh man, Jr. You're
they got
all
Tatis
about the
Jr.
Soto
coming
trade.
Back. Yeah, that too. I'm just trying to speak into existence here. they've got, you know, I think it was a good deal for both teams. You know, the Brewers got younger. They do what they always do. They don't ever really rebuild. They just reload over and over and over again. So I think they did exactly what they wanted to do, and the Padres, they're ready to win now. So I think it was a really good trade for both teams.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad trade for either team. I think for the Padres, I mean, you know, you're hoping that Josh Hader is the Josh Hader, and the last month is a blip, which it probably is. But man, when he's on, he's unhittable. So as a Reds fan, man, I don't want the Brewers making any trades like this. I want Brewers making the other trades. I want the Brewers killing themselves right now to try to win this year. I don't want them making any future forward trades. So that sucks. I think for the Brewers, man, I think this is probably really smart on their end. I think this is, I guess, I don't think it's a bad trade for the Padres, but I think this is a really smart trade for the Brewers. Just teams like the Reds and the Brewers that are going to be spending in that $120, $140 million range, I don't think you can go all in or all out, or you're going to have big, long rebuilds. So this helps the Brewers avoid that. I don't think this really crushes the Brewers' chances this year of like making a run in the playoffs. I mean, I think it's going to be probably just about as much of a crapshoot as it was before. So for the Brewers, I mean, I think this is probably a smart move. And Ruiz, I would imagine they're probably going to be sticking him in center field right away, because that's where he was playing at the majority of his games in the minors, really fast. So let's just hope he you know, ends up hitting like Billy Hamilton and not Starling Marte.
Yeah, one can hope.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is what the Reds want to do, right, in the future. It's kind of what they're making it seem like. They want to be a team like the Brewers. And, you know, it's going to suck. They're going to get rid of a Luis Castillo. They're going to get rid of a Tyler Stevenson before they're supposed to, just so they can reload and don't have to completely rebuild. So I'd say maybe pay attention to something like this, Reds fans, to Milwaukee, and see what they're doing and see if these painful trades that they go through, but yet they're still going to be competitive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well said.
Yeah, I think that's really the best way to put it. Yeah, so obviously I think the other thing going around right now, we did find out that it sounds like the Angels, according to MLB trade rumors, will be keeping Shohei Ohtani. What a shock. But Juan Soto news is going a little crazy right now. You see the Padres, the Cardinals, the Dodgers are all in the conversation, according to Jim Bowden. The Cardinals intensifying pursuing Juan Soto. And the Padres and Cardinals still feel like favorites, but the Dodgers lurking, as John Heyman put today at 9:43 a.m. So this is kind of the thing now. So I know a lot of people here will probably be like, oh man, I don't want Juan Soto to go to the Cardinals. And look, I don't either. But also, I'm all for the Cardinals, you know, putting their future all to get this guy and kind of being in a situation where like their farm system, like they're really good at developing players. You've seen it for years now, but this is going to take a lot of real estate to get Juan Soto to, you know, St. Louis. They have to give up a lot of stuff. So I kind of like the idea of Soto to the Cardinals for the sake of they'll be stuck with him and have nothing to go after that. But Arenado, Soto, and, you know, Goldschmidt would kind of suck quite a bit, not going to lie.
You think the Cardinals will get him and then not re-sign him?
No, I think they will, for sure. I mean, that's kind of what they do. But, you know, to get him, you're going to have to probably give up, you know, a solid handful of your top-tier prospects, which, like, I understand the Cardinals don't care about that, like most teams do. But, you know, it is going to set their farm system back if they make that deal happen. And, you know, maybe he does get a 13-year, $700 million contract and they're stuck paying him for eternity and can't sign anyone else, right?
Yeah, we can only hope.
Right.
But yeah, that would be wild to see that big three. I mean, would that be the best big three in baseball lineup? Arenado, Goldschmidt, and Soto.
It would have to be. I can't think of anyone else. I mean,
Turner, Freeman,
Betts.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good too.
Yeah, I mean, Stanton, yeah. Judge,
whoever.
Matt Carpenter. Yeah, Matt Carpenter right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would love it. Sign me up. I mean, as long as the Cardinals actually have to like pay, now, if they get a great deal on this, no, don't sign.
Yeah,
up,
then F off.
Yeah, I mean, while the Reds are competing, you know, sign him. I mean, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion if they get him, he's just gonna sign there. Like he's still gonna want.
Oh yeah,
every single penny. So I mean, you know, do the Dodgers just say, okay, all right, go ahead, Cardinals, give up your whole farm system, we'll we'll just outbid you in 2.5 years.
Just send him to the Padres. That way it doesn't involve the Reds or the Cardinals in any way. And then I can deal with that stuff on the West Coast. I'll update you guys. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the Yankees are out of the picture here for him. I guess.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope nobody goes to the Yankees.
They're going to get somebody, but it's what they do.
Yeah. Do they have a need for Drury?
I think a lot of teams have a need for Drury, especially now with the DH. Yeah.
Every team uses him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Even if they did re-sign him, you're probably looking at over $40 million a year. I mean, Cardinals have a bigger payroll than the Reds, but like that 170, 180 range typically. I mean, that's quite a big chunk of your payroll. So, man, you gotta really hit on everything else around him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Reds and four, not wanting a 23-year-old Juan Soto because he don't want to give a bunch of 21-year-olds who haven't accomplished anything his peak baseball brain. Yes, it is. And apparently there's some stuff in the chat about Max Schrock fractured his knee. So that's great news. You know, let's just
say
add
what?
To the fun. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That poor guy.
Fractured knee injury off a foul ball.
That's no banal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Millimeter Peter. C. Trent just tweeted that Stevenson is having surgery on his collarbone, but it won't change his timetable. I feel like surgery changes timetables, but I hope that's the case.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What was our Drury talk that we were going to have?
Yeah, that's here. So, MLB Trade Rumors had it out yesterday that these were kind of the teams that have shown the most interest, being LA Dodgers, the Mariners, the Giants, and the Braves. Are we at the point where like the Reds and the Mariners are just trade buddies? Like, is that what we're going through right now?
I think we're past that.
I don't know, man. If this happens, something's going on. Is this like revenge for Griffey? Like, hey, you know, you gave us Griffey and he got injured all the time, so we're gonna pay you guys back now.
Yeah, we're gonna do it the other way. We're gonna take all the prospects this time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
We're getting Mike Cameron.
Yeah, exactly. And the Brett Tomko.
Brett Boone.
Yeah.
Nick, do you think there's any way that that Drury would give a discount, you know, for lack of a better term, by signing an extension for, say, I don't know, 2 to 3 years now, rather as to getting traded away and then signing back with the Reds for 2 to 3 years?
Well, I think the discount now would just be more, you know, financial security, you know, just in case he has a really bad August and September. He's the kind of guy. I mean, he's a 3-week slump away from everyone saying, "Oh, that was a fluke." You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
We actually got a good question here from Evan. A statement kind of. I'm going to be upset if Crawl doesn't trade Farmer, Drury, and Malley. I think Drury would probably be the only player left on the Reds that I would be upset if they don't trade or extend, because I mean, he's a free agent at the end of the year. I don't want to just be holding on to this guy, you know, with like the hope maybe we can sign him, because, you know, once you get to the offseason, there's no discount. So he's probably the only one, in my opinion, that I think they have to trade.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you on that.
I have no issue with an extension. I mean, I think
he's
the kind of player, especially, but it also, everything, you're weighing everything right now. I mean, if a team's offering you something great of value, then yeah, maybe an extension is not the best route. But if teams are kind of offering you their 22nd best prospect and the guy wants to stay here and it's a deal that makes sense, then just go that route. But again, without knowing all the different pieces, it's hard to say for sure which way they should go, but they definitely need to trade him or extend him. I don't want a Matt Harvey situation here.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I would be fine with keeping Malley. I mean, you could still go in the offseason or next trade deadline, whatever. And Farmer, I don't think the market out there is as hot for him as most people would want it to be. You know, he's still under control for a couple of years and he's getting older, but Yeah, Drury makes the most sense for sure to see if you can get something back. And if not, extend him. I wouldn't be mad either way. But Tyler Mahle, here we go.
Can you imagine I know we're going to get to Mahle here in a second, but can you imagine the fact that the Mariners would be trading in 2021 if you said, hey, the Mariners are going to be trading to play someone over Adam Frazier and it's Brandon Drury? We'd be like, I don't know.
Wild. How quickly he fell, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So Tyler Mahle, obviously, you've heard St. Louis, Philly, Minnesota. I know Solano, Tommy Pham have also been rumored to be discussed as well. I think Tommy Pham is perfect for Atlanta with what all the issues they have without you guys like Duvall out. But maybe perfect's the wrong word. But, you know, Tyler Mahle is obviously a really interesting one here. I think Minnesota, maybe the Reds just keep making their trade buddies. We can maybe do something here. I don't know. But I feel like Byron Buxton would be really good in Cincinnati. You know, I'm all for that. You know, no pressure. I think Byron Buxton would just be excellent in center field of Great American Ballpark, don't you guys?
Yeah, I'm sure that's who they're looking to move.
I figured you were on the same page as me. Yeah.
I love the Cardinals, man. I take their farm system, beat it up.
Can we go ahead and edit that? I love the Cardinals, man.
I love the Cardinals, man. But I also the Joe Musgrove news today really kind
of
was like, can you believe 500 for as good as he's been the last 3 years? That just seems insane. He's only 29.
Yeah, there was a hometown discount for sure. Because if you've ever heard him speak about how at ease he feels pitching at home in San Diego, you know, being around family and friends, that shit matters to a bunch of people. More than a lot of people would think. I mean, once you get up in that many millions, I mean, I don't know, $10 million, $25 million is worth staying where you're at than going somewhere and just not enjoying it. So good for him. Good for the Padres. I don't know. Maybe we'll see something like that from Mahle. Not quite as expensive, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Is this that accurate? Deal, it's... What
is this graph accurate? Because I didn't see Seattle on there.
Oh, for trade rumors? Oh, no. I'm sure he's linked to a bunch of different folks. Yeah.
No, but Seattle and the Reds, you know, it's kind of a thing now. We're besties.
That's a given. We don't even have to put that up there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for like a 5-year, $100 million extension for Mahle. Man, that's maybe 590. Like that's pretty good. I was thinking he was probably more in the Homer Bailey, like 150 million range. Cause I mean, I think he's probably a better pitcher than Homer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would say he's a comparable pitcher to like what Bailey was going into that. And that was years ago. So yeah, that news today just kind of threw me for a loop. I was just, that's just so small. I don't.
Yeah. It was a club friendly deal for sure. And it's probably not going to make a whole lot of starting pitchers too happy going into free agency this
winter,
but hang with them.
Yeah.
Appears the Reds sent the Orioles into sell mode after the weekend.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Mancini going to Houston. Yeah. Luis Castillo is making his first Mariners start on Wednesday at Yankee Stadium.
Reds have a day game?
I
think so.
Yeah. Oh, Montas to the Yankees. All right. Good thing we did this because we're getting a lot of like
breaking
news. Yeah. Wow. So at that point, Tyler Mahle has to be the best available start on the market, right?
Yeah. And Trevino, their closer. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's he's got two good relievers today because they got Efros from the Cubs too.
Yeah, they did.
Whew. It's getting hot, boys. It's getting hot. It is.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
Whew, might have to do an emergency one after, too.
They
need to have like a little camera, how we have little boxes here in the dugout, just so we can watch for potential hugs going on in the game today.
Yeah, all about hug watch.
Yeah, I was watching that on a Friday. I put the Orioles broadcast on too because I started hearing some rumors, and I was like, "Ooh, I wonder if I can see any Cubs any hugs on their broadcast."
We're here for the hugs.
Yeah.
The late night Reds.
Okay, Evan Maurer, this is actually really good. This means the Dodgers, Mets, and others will go in for Malley, right? Mets will want another starter.
I don't think the Mets want another starter. I think
they're getting everyone back, so.
The Dodgers and Mets, I love Tyler Malley. I have been a Tyler Malley stan forever.
True.
But I just don't think like he's enough of an upgrade for those two teams over what they have to give a bunch of prospects up. Like, I understand like a team like, you know, the Twins is probably running out a fifth starter that's pretty bad, that's trying to get into the playoffs. Are the Mets and Dodgers aren't worried about making the playoffs? Would Malley even start a game in the playoffs for either one of those teams?
No, I don't think so. Like, I've always said, you know, Malley is like on a good playoff, deep playoff team. He can get away with him as a number three, but he's probably a good number four.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like for those teams, he'd make more sense like in the off season when they're trying to get through a full season, but you're 2 months away.
Right.
Your playoff odds are 99% probably right now for both of them. I don't know exactly where the Mets are, but yeah, I think the team more desperate, like the Cardinals, the Phillies, and the Twins that are running out some really crappy starting pitching right now, I think those are the teams that would be in on Malley, in my opinion.
Yeah, it almost seems like his value might be better in the offseason than it is now, because, you know, none of these teams that have aspirations to win the World Series, a legit one, are in need of a starting pitcher like Malley.
Yeah.
You know, the only ones that are in need of a starting pitcher like Malley are the teams going for that last wild card spot.
Yeah.
And how much are they going to be willing to give up, you know?
Yeah.
As far as if somebody gets hurt later in the year, like I'm not even going to use anybody's name. We'll just say a starter for the Mets gets hurt between now and the end of the year. He's going to miss most of next year. That's whenever you bring in a Tyler Malley, somebody who can, you know, fill that gap for you.
The only difference I would say now is you're not competing with free agents too. Like in the offseason, the Dodgers went out and just signed Andrew Heaney for like $10 million as opposed to making a trade. You can't really do that right now. So I don't know. I think there might be some teams maybe a little more desperate, but I'm with you though, Carlos. I'm not in a rut. I don't think he has to be traded, especially after getting such a great return for Castillo. There's no rush. If you get someone to make a great deal, take it. If not, hang on to him. You can reevaluate in the offseason, see what's offering there. And if there's nothing there, have him pitch for the Reds in 2013 and offer him a qualifying offer at the end of the year if he doesn't want to sign an extension. There's just so many options with him. I'm not desperate to take the whatever anyone will get for him.
2013, huh, Nick?
Yeah, 2013. Been a long day.
Should be able to get something for that for sure.
Yeah. So trade rumors talked about Solano and Pham as being names. I mentioned if I'm the Braves, I probably make a call on Pham knowing that I don't have Adam Duvall for the rest of the year. So I don't necessarily know what you get in return. That might not be like the big trade return kind of thing. It might be more like a, hey, thanks for your few months here kind of thing. But I could, you know, would not be shocked if Tommy Pham is playing for the Braves at the end of the week. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. The one thing I think I would watch is if there's no one traded tonight, you're probably two or three max tomorrow. Like, you don't see teams trading like five pieces on deadline day. You know, it's hard. It takes a lot of work. Jim Bowden had a really good article about like all the effort it takes to make these trades. Like,
yeah,
it's not, you know, you just don't, okay, here you go. You know, so I think if we're not seeing anyone move tonight, you're probably looking at two, unless they're going to package like Malley and Drury together to someone.
Or Farm Dog,
yeah.
Jose Barrera here on Wednesday afternoon playing in the game, yeah.
We need a mid-game trade. There's got to be hugs.
Got to be hugs.
There's got to be.
Hey, I'm glad the Reds have a game tonight.
If there's not, I don't know. I'm going to hug someone. Yeah.
Someone mentioned in the chat there was a bunch of players put on the taxi squad today. Asked if that meant anything. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it means like trades are for sure coming, but I think it's just, you know, to be prepared. I don't know if Louisville's out of town. You know, you might as well have them here. If nothing happens, they go back. You know, I don't think that necessarily means anything. I wouldn't buy too much into that.
Yeah. So this is our little standings board here for the trades. I played really conservatively and I'm losing. So that's all right.
Well, you also weren't given the rules ahead of time, Tim.
That's true.
But sorry for your luck. You're out.
That's okay, man. That's okay.
What do we win, Nick? We're right.
I mean, I think the satisfaction of owning the trade deadline. I mean,
how about that pineapple that Clay has? You get to win that.
Free tickets to Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, I would be very upset if I lost then. I would play it a little bit more aggressively.
All right, boys.
I could still end up minus one if none of those guys get traded. So I'm a lot less optimistic on Mally than I was like 2 days ago. I go back and forth. I think wake up one day, yep, he's gonna get traded. The next day, I'm like, nah, he's probably not getting traded. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody take Tommy Pham.
Yeah. And maybe I saw Sandy Alcantara's pitching Wednesday against Mike Minor at the Marlins Stadium for the Wednesday night, which is also a night game, by the way, Nick, in case you're wondering. So we'll be late that night. No pun intended. Yeah. All right.
And also, sorry, Jason, a good question on Twitter, but I'll save that one for Wednesday when we talk more about, you know, just the Reds instead of the trade deadlines.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to touch on before we get out of here? So, yeah, there's the lineup for tonight at 6:40.
Maybe we'll see in like 5 hours if Tyler Mahle gets traded.
Yeah, I'm like just waiting for you guys to text me and like, we gotta get back on the air.
Tim, do not put your phone on silent tonight.
Yeah, no shit.
No falling asleep. I don't know the reception.
I'll try to stay sober.
Reception we got for the Castillo trade. I might have to do an emergency podcast if Mike Minor gets moved. So.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That was awesome. Thanks, everyone, for tuning into that, by the way. I obviously was in Nashville, Tennessee, and living my best life, so I didn't get to make it back in time. But I was actually at a show where they made me lock my phone up. So it was pretty it was something. Hmm. Yeah. All right, dudes. Well, I guess for the time being, we're going to wrap up. Who knows? We'll be back here maybe tonight if Tyler Mahle is traded. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in. This is, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Bet Online. Please go there and use our promo code BELIEVE50 for your 50% welcome bonus. And whenever something breaks, we'll be back here. Have a good night.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on!
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.